Well, good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Pat. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Hope you had a great summer, great Labor Day weekend.
Yeah, it's the end of summer, it sounds like, with Labor Day, but there's no stop in movie making, that's for sure, in the foreseeable, so that's all good.
That's true, and one of the things that added to the traffic woes, if you will, in Western New York over the summer was the filming of A Quiet Place 2 on the Grand Island Bridge.
Oh, yes. Paramount Pictures asked to close the bridge for some filming, and it really wasn't a closure as much as it was a bit of a detour. It was very similar to what happens when they do construction on those bridges every few years. So, it was an interesting time, and the movie company, believe it or not, was done 3 hours early, so there was really no effect or very minimal effect on the motoring public. So it turned out to be pretty good. You know, they come to Western New York for these kinds of bridge availabilities and things like that because, you know, in New York City and in traditional production communities that are much bigger, it's very difficult to secure a roadway or a bridge like that. As you remember, a few years ago when Paramount was here the last time to close down the 33, the Kensington Expressway, for a few days on the overnights. They were kind of very, very appreciative that the community would, you know, go along and help them get the chase sequence that they needed. So they remembered us for sure, I think, from that one.
So how do you go about closing the bridge? How's that done?
It is a logistical issue. The bridge is controlled by the New York State Thruway Authority. So our first call really was to the governor's office for motion picture and television development, otherwise known as the New York State Film Office. And I spoke with the film commissioner of New York State, Gigi Simone, and she really made the initial calls, coordinated the thruway activity through her staff, and got the ball rolling on this thing and really got the whole thing completed. So they were critical, and they're such great partners of ours. I can't tell you, I'm on the phone almost daily with their staff, and certainly weekly with the commissioner herself, who has been such a big fan of shooting in upstate New York. And it's not just really Buffalo, but it's also Rochester, Syracuse, Albany, you know, and all the non-traditional production areas of the state. And I would tell you that their office has been critical in bringing big movies here, as well as, smaller stuff, too. So we work very closely with them. There's a lot of things here that I think people don't realize we have as far as locations go. So it's very helpful when the state steps in and says, hey, you know, check out Buffalo, check out Rochester, check out Syracuse. And typically we can all come up with it.
Well, it's been a busy summer, Tim. So what's the fall look like?
Well, the fall looks pretty promising. You know, we're really fatigued after you know, as we're coming up toward the sort of the final sprint of A Quiet Place 2. But I will have to tell you that, there's new projects that are in queue ready to go. And we're hoping to have some stuff here in the fall and certainly in the first quarter of 2020. So I know for sure that we're going to stay strong and we're going to stay steady. And we're looking good here. The future is very good here for filming in Western New York State.
All right. Well, Tim, I think we've hit the wall here on time once again, but I thank you for taking the time to join us this morning.
Well, thanks, Pat. It's always a pleasure to be with you and everybody on WBFO.
My guest has been Tim Clark, the head of the Buffalo Niagara Film Commission. I'm Pat Feldbohl, and you have been listening to Press Pass on WBFO.